As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, ready?
Green 18! Green 18! Davante Adams streaks down the middle and Aaron Rodgers puts it right in his hands!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is going to be a double pass. They throw it, complete it, throw it back to Richardson. It's going to be intercepted!
I executed the play call. Made a good play.
Bates kicks it, and it's covered by Hollins. Oh!
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Still to come. Latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, baby. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We just said goodbye to Mark Schlereth. Great information from him. Or thoughts, takes on his Broncos being now 9-5, sitting in that sixth seed, taking on a Chargers team in a few nights just up the road here in Los Angeles. The Chargers licking their wounds from the Bucks, just beating the crap out of them in the second half. All the adjustments, all the points, all the Baker Mayfieldness and Mike Evanness going nuts on the Chargers. We talked about the Eagles and the Steelers, and we talked about the Bills and the Chiefs and the Lions with Mark Schlereth. If you missed it, don't worry. We re-air on the Roku Sports Channel, and there's our podcast through the Cumulus Podcast Network all 3 hours. Same thing with Overreaction Monday that's out there right now. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Guys, it's amazing how the football gods operate. It really is. Because we have the opportunity to see history this year, as we all know. A two-time defending champion exists in the National Football League. We have not seen that since season three of NFL Network. We came on the air in November of 2003. Patriots beat the Panthers. Next year, 2004, Patriots beat the Eagles. And in 2005, we watched the Patriots make it all the way to the divisional round of the playoffs before the Broncos beat them. When now cut to now, this is what we got. A Kansas City Chiefs team trying to make history. After winning their first Super Bowl in this back-to-back stretch against an Eagles team, despite Patrick Mahomes performing throughout much of those playoffs with the dreaded high ankle sprain. And the question is, can they win with Mahomes being less than with a dreaded high ankle sprain? And the answer turned out to be, oh yeah, as he actually ran one right up the gut in the fourth quarter of that comeback victory for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that was part of the narrative. Can they do it with less than Mahomes being full strength? And then, can they defend despite not having the juice on offense, despite not playing to their Super Bowl capabilities, despite getting the breaks at the end of some of these games? And then some of these games didn't go their way, like Christmas Day last year against the Raiders. What's going to happen? Can they actually flip a switch? Well, the answer to that question is yep. They found the switch. Back-to-back champions. And now this year, the question was the same damn question as last year. Will they be able to flip a switch? Because this team is getting lucky. They're not performing the same way. The offense doesn't look like the Mahomes and Kansas City offense we're expecting it to do. And blah, blah, blah. And then they lose to the Bills. Oh, they finally get caught. What do they do since then? What are they going to do to respond since then? Four wins in a row. So we're reviewing the same narrative of their second championship season, of their back-to-backs, only to now get a serving of the question from the first season of that back-to-back. Can Mahomes and the Chiefs survive the dreaded high ankle injury? It's amazing how the football gods work. So, with a question all season long from the previous Super Bowl winning season being regenerated, now we got the same question from the first Super Bowl winning season regenerated. One might say it's a bundle rooski of narratives. Bundle meet rooski.
Stop it.
Bundle rooski of narratives for the Kansas City Chiefs. Can they do it? Even though they've answered these questions before, but now it's another year. It's another year later. They're older. They're this, they're that. Yep, Mahomes is, they're not confirming it, right? These are all just reports that it's high ankle.
Reports.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is what Mahomes had to say about his ankle injury that caused him to leave this game in Cleveland. With 8:01 left, it happened on a 4th-and-3, incomplete pass, while they were up in this game by multiple possessions. So Carson Wentz had to come in for the final two possessions. This is what Mahomes had to say.
It's hard to say right now. I mean, obviously, it's still adrenaline rolling, and usually it's kind of the day after is when you kind of get a good sense of it. But I feel like I could have finished the game in different circumstances, but I thought the smart decision, I think we talked about, was to put Carson in, and he's played a lot of football, and he finished the game well.
Well, to echo Mark Schlereth and Arrow on, the smart decision would have been to, you know, get him out of the game before then. It was raining. Not throw it on 4th-and-3, maybe, all of that stuff, but they only know one speed, man. They only know one speed. And now Mahomes, we're going to wonder. Because the issue is the dreaded high ankle sprain comes at the worst possible time on the outset of back-to-back short weeks. Mm. For all teams playing on Christmas Day, we've been talking about this three-game stretch for months. A Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday, three games in 11 days, triple Lindy. And the Chiefs enter it on a four-game win streak with a two-game lead in conference over the one team that's beaten them all year long at 13-1. They're going into Houston on a short week, so a lot of stem and ice needs to be applied. And then they're at Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. And Pittsburgh might be without T.J. Watt, too. He couldn't finish yesterday's loss in Philadelphia. And so that Chiefs at Pittsburgh game slated for Christmas Day on Netflix right now with those two stars, they're buffering right now.
No need for Mahomes to play against the Texans.
Okay. Interesting that that's your way of approaching it.
Well, I think they have a two-game lead, right?
So they do.
Can, in theory, they could afford to lose a game while giving him all of this time to.
Okay. You
know, so, I mean.
Plus, Carson Wentz is no slouch. He's no slouch, right?
He's no slouch. He can get you through a game. Why not, man? Get him as healthy as you possibly can.
I'm wondering if a blocked number from, say, I don't know, 345 Park, just randomly throwing that out there, might say, hey, we'd much rather Mahomes play on Christmas in front of the Netflix audience.
You Chris, know, when you say stuff like you are putting all of us in jeopardy here, dog.
Dude, it's I must say here, not anyone's call, nor would Andy Reid receive such a call, nor would one such call be made.
Hey, Andy.
All of you guys,
maybe save Mahomes for Christmas Day. We gotta need him.
Hey, listen,
I might be coming from a Houston, Texas.
You know, I don't know. Ted Sarandos may make that call more than Roger. If you want to talk about CEOs that have interest,
shout out to Ted.
Come on now. At any rate, it's an interesting thought. Maybe you do that.
Why not? You gotta get them
healthy. Again, here's the deal: because the Bills have two games against Brockman's Patriots wrapped around a home date with
Rich,
Jets.
Oh, Rich, this just in. That game coming up this weekend got flexed to 4:25 Eastern. All so, right. You know.
Everybody wants to see.
They want Drake May on the big stage in the afternoon slot. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Exactly. Nobody asked for this. Why are we flexing the Patriots into a better time slot?
I don't know, other than, you know, maybe CBS would like the Bills later in the day because the Bills are quite
to watch a 50-10 game?
I don't know. Brother, what do I know?
I know.
They're moving games around right now.
Rich.
The schedule's a bit fungible.
Just fungible. Nobody asked for
all I'm saying is the following.
What you saying?
I am not taking the cheese on Mahomes. Can't do anything without being fully healthy. And this team is less than. The Chiefs have zero giveaways in each of the last four games. That's their longest streak since 2017. The defense turned over the Browns six times. Jameis got benched. Third team in the last five seasons to have six or more takeaways in a single game. Most takeaways for the team since week 3, 2016. They're the third team in the last 15 seasons to have six or more takeaways and five or more sacks in a game. They're the first team to allow seven or fewer points and have six or more takeaways in a game since Brockman's Patriots did it in Brady's last season there against who else? The Jets. Four interceptions by four different players. George Karlaftis, two sacks. I could go on and on and on and on and on. Team game, 13-1, two games clear of the Bills. There's a switch on the wall in Arrowhead, and we will see. We will see if the Chiefs can flip it. Hollywood Brown apparently coming back to maybe flip a field every now and then. Carson Wentz should perform well enough. You know, if Cooper Rush is throwing touchdowns like he's throwing right now, when everybody knows who's receiving it too for the Cowboys.
Rich, relax, you know.
Hey, bro. No, I'm. Hey. I don't know.
Two redheads, you know. Maybe.
I'll tell you what. As you know, my preseason pick for the Super Bowl was Chiefs and Lions. If there was one side that worried me more, it would be the Lions now because of how injured they are. That would concern me.
Yeah.
Chiefs are going to win their division. They already have. They clinched their division. They're too clear of the only team that's beaten them. So they've got the pole position for the bye week. So you keep throwing the cheese out there. That's fine. I'm not taking it.
The cheese stands alone.
I got another poll question for you too, Chris, because I was thinking about this with Mark Schlereth.
Your favorite cheese?
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of cheese?
Because our poll question right now, Munster. I gave you four teams that are leading their divisions that that aren't in the top two spots, right? We removed the Lions and the Eagles from the equation, and we removed the Bills and the Chiefs from the equation, and we asked the remaining four division leaders who's going the longest.
Yeah, who lasts longest this year? Steelers, Texans, Bucks, Rams. Steelers, 35%.
Right.
Let's see. Rams, 32%. Interesting. Bucks, 24%. Texans, 10%.
All right, so let's now go in the other direction as well. Give me Vikings, Packers. Okay, give me those two. Commanders, give me them.
Okay.
And give me Ravens.
Okay, the question is?
Which team currently not leading a division's going the longest? which will last longest. Okay, because we're not putting the Falcons or anyone else in the West in there. And we're not, you know, throwing the Broncos, with all due respect, in there right now.
I think this answer is pretty easy.
What do you think? Vikings?
Vikings.
You do think so?
I do.
Okay. Don't forget the Packers, guys.
They look good last night.
Don't forget them. Yeah. I mean, they showed up in the Pacific Northwest and started throwing haymakers.
Yeah, they balled out. Josh Jacobs, man.
Let's just talk about that for a split second here, and then we'll take a break and talk Eagles and more. Nobody talks about the Green Bay Packers, and I understand why, because they've got four losses. And the four losses, though, as NBC kept pointing out over and over again, appropriately so, Tirico and Chris Collins are pointing out the four losses were against the three teams with 12 wins in the conference, because we're going to give the Vikings one going against the Bears tonight. Let's just do that with all due respect to Chicago. And I know I should have front-loaded the all due respect to avoid sounding disrespectful. One loss on opening night to the Eagles, two losses to the Lions, and then one to Minnesota in week four. That's it. Those are their only losses. And they are a 10-win team. And it's their 33rd season with 10 or more wins in franchise history, breaking a tie with the Cowboys for the most double-digit win seasons all time. So go Pack go for you folks right there. And they're beginning to hit you in the mouth. Josh Jacobs, I don't know what the Raiders were thinking. I guess they just fell prey to the, we're not paying the running back. Okay. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But the Packers are just like the Ravens and the Eagles right now, saying to another team in the NFL, thank you very much. 12 rushing touchdowns now after a 94-yard rushing night. That's the most in his career. He had 13 total touchdowns in 2024 right now. 13. In terms of best first season with the Packers, that's tied with Amon Green in 2000 and Billy Houghton in 1952. And they came out in the Pacific Northwest and started throwing punches. They pulled a, to use the Packers Seahawks phrase, off the coin toss, a Matt Hasselbeck. Win the toss, say, we're gonna get the ball and we're gonna score.
Take the ball, we're gonna score.
And they did. They started like who doesn't defer anymore, right? They basically said, we're going to take it. I don't know. Did Matt LaFleur say, we're going to hit them with Josh Jacobs and basically end the night? What a thought. That's just like they saw something on film and they basically dominated with Josh Jacobs, took over the game, made things tough for Geno Smith, knocked him out of the game, and guess what? I believe they ended the Seahawks season last night. I don't know how long Geno's going to be out. And I don't know how quickly they can get Sam Howell up to speed. But the Packers broke the Seahawks last night, and it's unreal. Seahawks were coming in on a head of steam, sitting there at 8-5, and now they're 8-6 because they lost to the Rams in Seattle. They're not in first place. The Rams are. And now they've got to have Sam Howell, we think, unless Geno can somehow come back from something that knocked him out of a game with a knee injury, all holding their breath because Seattle's got Minnesota coming in next. And outside of Jackson Smith and Jigba, and I guess Zach Charbonnet, I don't know, DK Metcalf has disappeared. Mm-hmm. And I am speaking on behalf of having him in a fantasy league. I'm not lying. At Chicago on a Thursday night, Amazon can't flex out of that, and then they're at Los Angeles. The Packers came in and wrecked the Seattle buffet. And once again, we'll enter these playoffs as the proverbial team you don't want to face. Rams have already faced them and lost. They might get them back. Or the Bucks. How about that? They'll take on one another. And then the Rams would have the Vikings come back in, and that would be interesting because I guarantee you I'll front load you the the narrative of that one. The Vikings came into Los Angeles back in week 8, coming off of their first loss of the season, home against Detroit at 5-1. Short week, they lost that. And the Rams, that was a season saver. The Rams started 1-4, beat Vegas, and at 2-4, with the trading deadline around the corner. Don't forget, in that game, everyone's like, is this Cooper Kupp's? Like, if Cooper can Cooper play? And if he does, would the Rams trade him if they lose? They won that game. They went to 3-4. If I'm not mistaken, that's when Puka came back too all of a sudden. And the Rams have went from 1-4 to now first place at 8-6. So Packers are the proverbial team you don't want to face in the playoffs again. Again. And Jeff Hafley coming back from BC. Boy, that guy's dialing up defensive plays, and people are getting to the quarterback. You're not hearing any Packer fans complaining about the defensive schemes anymore. And LaFleur should be in the mix for coach of the year. That's for sure. 10-4.
No, he's
a couple of wins with Malik Willis.
Yeah, he's got no shot.
Oh, I know that. But there's 5 finalists, aren't there? He should be one of them. Let's take a break. We'll talk about the Philadelphia Eagles when we come back. But before we take a break, you are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TRYETHOS.com. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What's up with the Eagles? That's coming up. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits, so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. What does an NFL team get with Jalen Hurts?
Well, I'm a dog, a relentless competitor, and I'm going to work my tail off every day, try to win ball games. I mean, I've done a pretty good job of that, and just most importantly, impacting the people around me to my best ability. I think that's the biggest thing, is can a guy impact guys and bring guys with him, and, you know, just bring a presence about himself to the organization and to the program. So, I'm looking forward to what the future holds for me, and I just continue to work my tail off and try to take steps every day to be the best player, quarterback, and man I can be.
So what questions are you asked? I mean, what more do you need to, in your estimation, put out there that you're being asked about?
Well, you know, Rich, it's a process, you know, and it's something that I've never experienced, and you know, they pretty much just ask me questions to try and get a better feel of who I am, as a person, as a leader, you know, and they ask talk ball, right? So it's very unique in my position because I've had so many different offensive coordinators, and I've been around so many great minds in the game, so. These coaches simply want to, you know what I know. They know I know ball. They know I've been well taught from each and every coach. So me spitting back the things that I know and showing them, you know, that I'm a student of the game and I'm very knowledgeable what I know and what I'm doing.
That's from back in the day, for sure. Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Said all many times that the National Football League is the greatest narrative-generating machine and reality show, right? Where you see a mirror held up, maybe to your own life through the ups and downs of a team, personalities. And from one week to the next, you can't figure out the stories, right? Can't figure out what could come next, right? Life comes at you fast. NFL stands for not for long.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff.
We're making calls like that.
And in terms of drama, the most dramatic team. Drama-filled team, the most reality show team of the 2024 season, your Philadelphia Eagles.
Just God, it's not us.
Entering the Pittsburgh Steeler game this week, 9-game win streak, a week filled with frantic first-time callers, livid long-time listeners, as if the 9-game win streak wasn't even happening. Never happened. You know, they survive against the Carolina Panthers team to win that 9th game in a row. A.J. Brown pitches a bit of a fit on the sideline. He's asked what that was up about. What was that all about? A 3-and-out. What he needs to be fixed around here in the passing game. And then Brandon Graham, the OG, goes on radio. Even though he's out for the season, he's talking. And he basically says, hey, Jalen's trying. 11 should keep it in-house. They aren't friends anymore, I know, but we're professionals. And then everybody piles on and says, Brandon's the one that talked out of turn. And they started walking it back. It's not a passing problem. It's just a problem that's passing through. That's what it is. Not a passing problem. It's just a passing problem.
It was a get the ball to A.J. Brown problem.
Well,
they were having.
The squeaky wheel got the grease, sir.
Yep.
The squeaky wheel got the grease. For sure. Everybody could make book on that. I'm wondering, speaking of book, can you look up like the most bet on prop yesterday? Does that exist? Man. Because A.J. Brown, after saying, I need the ball, got 11 targets and caught 8 of them for 110 yards and a touchdown. He had just 10 targets in the previous 2 weeks combined. Yep. And Jalen Hurts threw it 32 times for 290 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a passer rating north of 125. Oh, and he also ran 1 and 2. Why not? His 10th game with 2 or more passing touchdowns or 1 or more rushing touchdowns since 2022. The only one who is better than that is Josh Allen with 13, all of them in the last two games. It's odd that he would have 13 in 2 games, but that's the way Josh Allen's playing, right? And it's all good in the hood. Jalen Hurts had this to say about being scrutinized.
The scrutiny is never ending. It's nothing new. And so that's something that I find a thrill in. And I appreciate being told I can't and that we can't. And I know that I lead this team, and it takes a lot out of it. It demands a lot out of you. And I just want to show up and be the best teammate, quarterback, and be the best I can be for the guys on the team.
That's Jalen Hurts' style, right? You know, I know I'm going to be scrutinized. And by the way, Philadelphia fans who get upset with him, you need a quarterback that can say, I can take the scrutiny and I will just use it as fuel. Otherwise, those quarterbacks who don't have that style or mentality can get chewed up and spat out. And it's not just a Philadelphia story. That's a New York story. It's a Boston story. It's an Acela Corridor story, really. But in Philly particular. That was him just kind of going on a little high road. I believe A.J. Brown spiked the football.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
That was our moment to tell everybody shut up. You know, honestly. So, yeah.
So, yeah. That's great.
Shut up.
So what were the previous 2 weeks then?
The previous 2 weeks.
All right.
Oh, we're not done here. Yeah. Honestly, this is like, I feel like this is a therapy session. This is like a family therapy session. This is Jalen Hurts talking about how they're just, you know, using this to grow.
Oh.
Yeah, they were using this to grow.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh? The approach was a little different this week. And, you know, the grass will be green where you water it. And we decided to water it. And we kind of saw the fruits of our labor in that. Obviously, we've been watering the running game a good bit. And it's kind of natural to put an emphasis on one thing and kind of take an emphasis off of another and see what you guys have kind of seen. And so, you know, we want to just continue to be well-rounded, push to be well-rounded and water all areas of our yard.
Watering and
watering.
And where have we heard that from?
Interesting.
Where have we heard that from? Oh, roll it.
It's really important that the foundation is being built and that the roots are growing out. And the only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and they grow better is if that we all water, we all fertilize, we all do our part. Each individual coach, each individual player, everybody in the building, that we do our part to water to make sure that when it does pop out, it really pops out and it grows.
Yeah, the water and fertilizing came in 2021. Remember that?
Yeah,
back when we all thought this guy has no chance in Philadelphia.
No chance,
right? We're gonna water. We're fertilizing. We're like, what is he talking about? What the hell is he talking about? But he wound up, he's like a perfect guy for this team in this city, you know?
They haven't lost since he shaved his head.
And here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Hold on a second. I'm not done here. I'm not done laying it all out. Because even with Hurts and A.J. Brown being able to say, this is what y'all wanted to see, this is our time to shut up, then he scores a touchdown, and then they both meet. Like, they talked about this throughout the week. I'm going to score. You're going to throw me a touchdown pass. Or he says, I'll throw you a touchdown pass. What did they do? The kitten play dance? Yeah. Right? Like, this is what we're going to do. They even had a celebration ready for it. Even with all that. At one point, the team's other. There it is. Look at that.
At one point,
getting funky. Yeah.
The other
kid and play
Jalen on the team. I don't know what the hell happened here, but Sirianni went up to him at one point, and assistant Clint hurt, and Big Dom got in between them. So even when everything's supposed to be hunky-dory, we got another one. But they hugged it out on the sideline, and Sirianni said this about it after the game. Because at that point in time, we were all wondering, is this happening again? Are we going to have another week of this?
I'll never get into the conversations I have with players, but he made a play that is not part of our standard. And so, you know, my job is to correct that. And regardless of what it is, we're gonna correct the things that we need to do better and praise the things we need to do well. And so, you know, in that moment, that's what that was. I love Jalen Carter. I love what he brings to this football team right there. He needs to be smarter in that situation because it could have gave him the ball back. It didn't give him the ball back, but it could have. And so we're going to need to get better from that. And so that's what you do as a coach. And again, he played a good game, and I'll watch the game to see, you know, how good of a game he played. But we need him to be better in that scenario and be the consistent player that he's been for the entire year.
I think many of us know a family in our lives, could even be yours, where you watch family members talk to one another, argue with one another, and it gets heated. It gets heated. Maybe on the same day it gets heated. Maybe it lasts a day or two. And then once it all gets aired out, they hug it out, and they're closer for it. And you sit there and you go, why do you talk to each other that way when you know you love each other? Why don't you just say you love each other and avoid all the drama?
Why don't you just
get closer by telling each other how much you love each other rather than arguing about it and then coming together closer? The Philadelphia Eagles are that family. And the question is, do they need that to play as well as they play? I'm wondering, is Saquon sitting around going, what the hell is going on around here? I'm new to this family.
Yeah, right.
Can we just all follow my example and tell everyone we love each other?
And then he looks at the standings and they're like, oh, cool.
Because I'll tell you what, Saquon could have taken the microphone after the game and said, you know what we got around here? We got a running problem. Because Hurts keeps taking my touchdowns. I got a vulture around here, and his name is my quarterback. And I only had 60 yards rushing. 65. Second fewest in the game this year. Whole country's watching. I'm not scoring. Josh Allen's taking my damn trophy. This is what Saquon had to say.
Everyone knows what this team's capable of doing. Finally, we showed it. Like I said earlier in the week, if the team does figure out how to slow down the run, we're more than capable of passing. And if the team wants to stop the pass, we're more than capable of running. That's the beauty of the team that we have. We won a game where we didn't run for 200, 300 yards. So everyone, the media, Philly, can take a deep breath and we can get on and get ready for Washington.
Yeah, he's like the guy, the family member you want to sit next to at that Thanksgiving table in this family.
Like that bear.
Because he's reasonable. You know? It's like, what the hell's got? It's an irreality family. It's like keeping up with the Eagles. I will share this with everybody. Because he's out there watching game day morning, and I'll get a text every now and then from him. And I got a text from him after we chopped up, Mooch, Kurt, and I chopped up this subject matter, talking about how a quarterback and a coach handle a wide receiver saying there's a passing problem. What do you say? He's letting stuff out of the house. What do you do? We had this whole conversation. It was a great conversation. My phone buzzed, and I looked down, and anytime I receive a text from him, I'm very excited for every reason. Every fiber of my being is fired up. Every age group that still resides within me is excited. because his name is Reggie Jackson. I'll share it with you.
Oh,
even though he told me not, I didn't tell me whether or not to. He wrote after the Eagles conversation, 11 wins, meaning that's how many wins the Eagles had. It ends there, is what he said. The QB isn't complaining, nor the coach, and I'm a Steelers guy. He is a Steelers fan because he and Franco go way back.
Right.
They are second in most points differential. Winning sometimes doesn't look pretty, but it's still number one on all our lists. The A's nor the Yankees ate many dinners together, but we got five trophies. 72, 73, 74, 77, and 78. And we're there again in 81, six times in less than a decade. We didn't ever lead the league in offense, but we won the big trophy that all try for. Signed, Mr. October.
What a flex. Right? Like Mr. October out.
Well, I didn't have many dinners, but I got six, you know, I got six championship appearances, five rings.
The fact that you could say Mr. October and everybody knows who you're talking about. That's amazing.
The Philadelphia Zoo? Is that what it is? Right?
It's rocking.
I don't know. But in the same way, we're like, can the Lions win with all those injuries? Can the Chiefs win with, their inability to be more good than lucky? With Philadelphia, it's like, not like, do they like each other enough to win? The question is who's next to piss the other one off so they can actually keep winning? Like, do you purposely spark that sort of thing? It's unreal.
It's unreal.
As they're 12-2 and might win it all anyway. What a sport, what a season, what a town, what a team, because they are insanely talented. The unexpected can happen at any time. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance, and Ethos makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Just choose your coverage, apply in minutes, and get covered in real time with no medical exam. Just answer a few simple health questions, and you're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection, all online and hassle-free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Phone calls 844-204-RICH when we return, and so much more right here on the program. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
What happened in your fantasy? You're upset? Did you get knocked out of the league you want to win?
No, I didn't make it.
Because the league that I want to win, I'm gonna miss it.
Oh, I missed it, but my team this week decided to have the best week of the year, and I scored the second most points had I been in it. Oh, so great job. Word. Guys, you're all fired. No, I'm talking about
every year.
There's a few guys in my league who...
This is the league you want to win the most.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one
keeper.
For my draft. Yeah.
We were talking about guys we don't want to
win. Right, don't want to win. Well, there's a couple of them who...
Everybody's got that.
I'm just going to say it because I don't care if they're friends with me anymore.
Oh,
really.
Wow. Oh, look at this.
They're morons. They don't know anything. They don't follow the league, and they're drafting like it's 10 years ago.
And they're winning?
And one of them is probably going to win the championship.
Oh.
And it just infuriates me because it makes my back-to-back championships of a couple of years ago make it seem less.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Them winning like just cements the fact that it's all luck.
So you're
saying yours
upset.
Was luck?
Part of you is upset. I get it. Part of you is upset that somebody who doesn't really pay that much attention is winning it all, you know.
Yeah.
And at the same time ruins your legacy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You imagine everything in your fantasy world that you've worked for goes out the window.
Off the window.
You know how hard it is to go back to back, TJ? You've probably got back to back.
I've never gone back.
Oh, never.
My poker league, the league I want to win the most, is about to possibly have back to back to back.
Oh. Guy's going to win three in a row?
Oh, no. You play with Andy Reid in your fantasy?
Yeah. Wow.
I know. They've got a really good team.
They're called the Chiefs.
Again.
Or how are they as a person?
No, they're called the 2.5 schmucks. They're called.
How are they as a person, though? Can you deal with them being a 3-time champion? Or?
Yes, of course. They're sweet people, but then this is fantasy. I don't want it. Still can't have it.
Yeah, you want the Chiefs to go bad 3 in a row. That's interesting.
They know it. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, Game Time Tickets. It is all about togetherness this holiday season. When you bring people together at live events, it makes that experience that much better. Suze took Zan to Swift Coover recently using Game Time Tickets. We can attest. The photographs from the weekend, from the event, from the day. Zan still has on his phone his front main screen is a shot from the seats of Ms. Coover. And it's awesome. So I know personally that Game Time, being about togetherness this holiday season, exactly what they're talking about. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Derek in Missouri. How you been, Derek? Congrats on your Broncos being 9-5.
Rich, what a good feeling it is right now. And I got to tell you, I got to say, with all due respect, thank you, Jonathan Taylor, for not reading his Football for Dummies book yesterday before the game, pulling off his own inner Deshaun Jackson, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because
that's
with that being the case, who's to say what could have been if he doesn't do that? Fourth quarter, it seemed like somebody just flipped the switch when Marvin Mims had that nice punt return that almost got taken for a touchdown, and then everything just started clicking Denver's way. And you got to give Nick Bonito his flowers right now with the way he just picked off that ball in that trick play, reading it like a hawk the way he did. Bo Nix yesterday had his inner rookie moments, yes, and this and that. But he just got the cobwebs in the fourth quarter and got everything done when he needed it to. And just when you think this team is out, Rich, they get pulled right back in. And I smell something in the air, something I haven't smelled in 9 years, Rich, and that is finally, the Broncos have a playoff-clinching scenario Thursday night. If they can beat the Chargers down there in SoFi on Thursday night.
It'll be great, man, because they're going to make the playoffs. And, Derek, I thank you for the call. Derek had the Broncos 9-8. I pulled out the win-loss booklet here. Derek had the Broncos 9-8. Martin in Colorado had the Broncos 8-9. Noah in Reno had the best scenario of them all at 10-7.
Ooh.
And I think they're going to be maybe 11-6, wouldn't you think?
Phew.
You take a look at the rest of the Denver schedule, or even 10-7 would get it done, because the rest of the team sniffing it right now on the outside looking in that can catch them are all 6-8. And Denver's final weeks are at the Chargers, at Cincinnati, and Kansas City. They'll have a little bit of work to do here, but I think they still they make it. 10-7 might happen. There's one other name
It's when Susie did the show, and honestly, her handwriting makes your general practitioners look like a calligraphist.
Oh, no, really?
So I don't even...
You can't figure out what it is?
There is actually one where I can't tell if it's a W or an L. Which is odd. Which one would say is
Susie,
odd.
Susie, I'm not laughing.
Come on.
I'm not laughing.
I can't tell.
I mean,
but I can tell it's her handwriting.
We write these so little because the writing's so little. I can't let you just...
I can't even...
know.
8J in Birmingham, I think. I don't know what it is. Hey, got to give it up, dude. Got to give it up. When Sean Payton made Russell Wilson the largest dead cap quarterback player, period, in the history of the NFL, and went and drafted Bo Nix, everybody thought he just had to take the last guy off the board out of desperation. Mark Schlereth said in hour number one that he was the guy that he was targeting outside, I imagine, of all the other quarterbacks that he knew he had no shot at. And look what he's done with him. Unreal. And Nix is throwing, he's thrown five interceptions in the last two games, and they've won both games. Because the defense is very opportunistic. I mean,
yep.
For sure. To convince Vance Joseph to say, you were fired here as the HC, how'd you like to be my DC? And then offensively, this kid, I mean, everyone's like, well, he's a Drew Brees comp. He's playing like a playoff quarterback. How about them apples, man? So, you know, the kid is all right. And I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing with the success of Purdy and the success of this fella that you're going to see kids being drafted in the NFL higher because they've had 50 starts in college. 60 starts in college because they can come in and they've played enough. They can process maybe a little bit better, and they're certainly not going to get, you know, spooked off of anything. And it's pretty terrific. Even though he is throwing a lot to the other team lately, but the Broncos are 9-5. Hit it.
It speaks to our team. It speaks to, you know, what we've been able to do this year, what we've overcome, the adversity we've gone through. And in a game like today, we were felt like, down there for a while, especially the first half. And, you know, good teams respond on a day like today. I mean, you know, good teams find ways to win, and playoff teams find ways to win these close ones. And I felt like that's what we did. So it's a sign of a good football team, and we have that. We have, you know, a really good defense who played outstanding again today. They're going to continue to play well. And then special teams, they, you know, gave us a spark in the second half. And then offense, we finally did what we were supposed to do, and, you know, we finished some drives and got the ball in the end zone. So it's a team effort, but, you know, I feel like it's a good sign. Sign of a good team. It's a good sign that we're, you know, winning these close games, the tough ones that don't necessarily look pretty, but we're just finding ways to win.
It was a close game. The final score, though, doesn't show it. Elias coughed this one up to NFL Network Research. Second win in Broncos history in which they trailed entering the fourth and yet won by 18 or more points. Week 8, 2013 against Washington, trailed by 21-14 through 3 and then won 45-21. First team to have less than 200 total yards, three or more giveaways, and yet win by 10 or more points since the eventual NFC champion 2006 Sexy Rexy Bears against Minnesota in 2006. And I guess the football gods would even the scales gave him a makeup call, losing the way that they did in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then they came out of halftime, Nix throws an interception, and then off to the races goes Jonathan Taylor, who normally is level-headed and as professional as they come. He releases the ball before he goes into the end zone.
Yeah.
And instead of it being a two-score deficit for Denver, that's the way they get the ball right back on a takeaway. And, man, what a brutal way for the Colts to go out, you know, and that moment they had every opportunity to stop the Broncos again and then get down the field again, but it just started a backslide, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the Denver Broncos are going to make the playoffs, gents. Bo Nix and Sean Payton's going to be back in the playoffs, and he's going to have a rookie quarterback doing it. And we're going to see two rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs, guys, because Jaden Daniels is going to make it too. Jaden's going to be the 7th seed. Broncos could, who the hell knows? Broncos could wind up the 5. Because the Ravens have got a game against Pittsburgh coming up, and then against the Texans. And then they finish up home against Cleveland, which would love to spit their last 2024 breath in their direction. Never know. Broncos, man.
They're going to be a tough out.
Can't wait to see it. You got to give it up. When they sent Russ Packen and drafted a rookie quarterback, and they're like, who else is there to actually help other than Courtland Sutton?
Yeah.
Well, how about the defense and a bunch of other young stallions for the Broncos on offense? Got to give it up. Sean Payton should be in the a finalist for Coach of the Year, too.
Yeah, he's got the third best odds right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial, your phone calls. We'll talk Steelers. We'll talk about Bill Belichick, hour number three, checking on our poll results and more right here on this very busy Monday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Still here on the old Roku channel. Looks like you got something to say over there.
I don't. I was just looking at Coach of the Year odds. Kevin O'Connell, your favorite.
He's the favorite right now, huh?
Yeah, he's got slightly better than Dan Campbell. They're both about 2-1.
Did they switch places after yesterday?
I think so. And then Sean Payton is plus 550.
Interesting. Is LaFleur up there?
Nah, LaFleur's way down.
That's wild. He won 30 games with Malik Willis when they lost their first game in Brazil. Yeah.
Well, look, all their losses are to really good teams. But,
dude, you're coming back from another hemisphere with an injured quarterback, and you're starting a guy that you just took from some other organization for 3 weeks before who couldn't tie his shoes properly for the other organization, and then you're above 500? Hand that back to Jordan Love?
Packers are kind of, who have they really beaten?
Come on now. Stop that nonsense.
Todd Bowles is better odds than LaFleur. Nick Sirianni, Sean McDermott, Andy Reid, 16-1.
Man, should we have a family therapist on to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Somebody that's kind of watching them from afar.
Yeah, right. Like, what does this exhibit to you, this behavior?
It's kind of funny.
What does this exhibit?
I mean, it's kind of like that Christmas episode of The Bear.
Yeah?
Where they all kind of hate each other and
who's
they're
screaming. Who's going to drive the car through the window?
Who's going to throw the fork?
Who's going to, right?
You know?
Yeah, don't throw the fork. Big Dom is standing there.
All right.
If Big Dom was there, he would never have thrown the fork.
Never have thrown the fork.
Nah, that fork is getting thrown, man. Regardless.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.